Getting ready for the weekend? Get your Friday quick fix now with Stephen Michael and Sonny Hollywood Pooney on the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
The party starts now!
Because it's Friday! 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 Day!
Hello all, Hollywood here with another Friday Quick Fix. Today we're going to go with a try this episode. I'm not sure about you, but I'm a list guy. I make a list for everything. One of the lists I made a long time ago was my top 100 bands and artists list. The list has had minor changes over the years, like adding a band like Heat or Eclipse and bumping off someone like Dangerous Toys, but the bulk of the list has been pretty much the same since inception many moons ago. This top 100 list is not all rock and metal acts. Why? Because I don't listen to rock and metal 24/7. I like other stuff a lot. So today, I want to share my love for a band called Survivor. I get it, they're kind of rock, but they're kind of pop, and it's very possible you know Eye of the Tiger as one of their songs, but could you name another? And even if you could name another, could you name five of their Survivor songs? Probably not. It's a shame because this band fizzled out fairly fast, but I'm going to try to make you a Survivor fan today.
Please make sure you hit that follow button to subscribe to Growing Up Rock Podcast so you don't miss an episode.
First, a little history about the band. Survivor was founded in 1978 in Chicago by guitarist Jim Peterik and guitarist Frankie Sullivan. The band lasted about 10 years through 1988 with five different lineups, including two different lead singers, and released seven studio albums, and then came back onto the music scene in 1993 with two separate versions of Survivor, a la Queensryche and Rat and Great White and LA Guns and all that kind of stuff. One of the Survivor versions was led by former singer Jimmy Jameson, and the other one was led by Jim Peterik, Frankie, and the other singer, Dave Bickler. The next 30-plus years included 22 different lineups, members coming and going, two lawsuits, and three key band member deaths, including Jimmy Jameson passing in 2014. And even though they've only released one studio album since 1988, they are still active today. The first album, released in 1979, had issues from the start. John Kalodner was overseeing the project for Scotti Brothers, had Barry Meraz as the producer, replaced him with Ron Nevison, but then Kalodner didn't like the mix of the record and then took it to Bruce Fairbairn to fix. During this drama, one of the songs recorded for the album was a song called Rockin' Into the Night. Remember that song? It was done by 38 Special and became a hit. Nevison didn't like it because he thought it was too southern for Survivor. The other 11 songs that made the record, they're okay, but there's really no super great hits. It was the second album, Premonition, released in 1981 that actually had a little bit of success and spawned the single Poor Man's Son. Check out a little bit of the song. This is Dave Bickler on vocals.
Measure of a man, and the report
It was 1982 when Survivor got their big break. Sylvester Stallone had heard Poor Man's Son and wanted Survivor to write a song that was similar to Queen's Another One Bites the Dust for his upcoming movie Rocky III. This is when Eye of the Tiger was born. The song was a huge hit, going number one on the Billboard Hot 100, and then the album of the same name peaked at number two on the Billboard 200 album chart. The band quickly went back into the studio 12 months later and cranked out their fourth album, Caught the Game. The album has nine songs that basically no one's heard because Dave Bickler was a singer at the time. He had to leave to get vocal surgery, and instead of waiting for him to recover, the band enlisted Jimmy Jameson and just moved forward. My guess is Caught in the Game just didn't get enough tour support or radio airplay to help it sell, but it has some great songs. Here's a little bit of the title track, Caught in the Game.
Caught in the game, caught in the game.
Listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
In 1984, Survivor rebounded a bit. First, they got a song on the Karate Kid soundtrack. Then later in the year, they released the album Vital Signs, which yielded three top 20 hits on the Billboard Hot 100 and put them in regular rotation on top 40 radio for basically the next 40 years running now. One of those hits was a great song called I Can't Hold Back. Here is a little bit of that song.
To make a storyline come true. Tremble when we touch. Can you feel the hands of fate reaching out to both of us? This love affair can't wait. I can't hold back. I'm on the edge.
I can't hold back.
Your voice explodes inside my head. I can't hold back.
Rocky IV was also being filmed in that time frame, and Survivor got another chance to be on the soundtrack. This time, it was a song called Burning Heart, which peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 after release. What couldn't it beat on that day? That's What Friends Are For by Dionne Warwick and Friends, which the Friends were Elton John, Gladys Knight, and Stevie Wonder. That would have been a hard foursome to beat in that time frame. Anyways, the next album released in 1986 called When Seconds Count did okay and included the top 10 hit Is This Love, but didn't even sell gold. And then in 1988, Survivor released Too Hot to Sleep, which sold even worse, though it had a lot of great songs. Check out this one from Too Hot to Sleep called Didn't Know It Was Love. As I said earlier, when Survivor came back in 1993, there was a bunch of drama surrounding the band, but they are still active today, and the last album that Survivor released was in 2006 called Reach. The hardcore fans like me loved the album, seems like basically nobody else in the world cared. Today, Survivor's really a legacy act. They play when they feel like it, which to me isn't all that bad, actually. Hopefully I get to see them live again someday.
Hey, I'm Alan Hunter. You're listening on the Pantheon Network.
Well, that's it. Another Friday quick fix in the books. As I shared before, Survivor is a top 100 band for me. If you have never given them a real shot, everything but the last album is on Spotify. Give them a good listen. I think you'll like it. Now I'm going to shuffle, rattle, and roll us out of here with another one of my favorites off of Too Hot to Sleep. Later.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.